Going back to the raid that we spoke about two dafin ago, that is the Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Madur Kama Simen Kuf Chav Ches, which is also discussed in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Gimel. So there was a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, where there was a Yid, he was a married man, he had gone away from his house for a few weeks, and when he returned home, he found that his wife was being mezana with somebody. He immediately was Pirish Miishtai, and lo and behold, about 9 months later, his wife gave birth to a son. He claimed that there's no way in the world that this child that was born can be his son. And the reason is because this man had been away for a few weeks, and it was 9 months from when he came back that the child was born, which means that if he was the father of the child, the pregnancy would have gone into already its 10th month. And as a result, it's very unlikely that that's the case. Not just that, he said that, I know, because Be'inai Ro'isi, that my wife was Mezana. There were Eidei Kiyur, so there were other Eidim that were aware of this story. And he said, I'm saying with a Clarkite, that this child is not my child. And the emesis at first glance, it was a little bit of a problem, because it's Halacha Pesukin Shulchan Aruch, based on a sugya in Kedushan Ayiches on the days, which is also a sugya in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Zayin on the days, and that is Ha'omer B'ni Zem Mamzer Nemon. It's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, but we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that a father is Nemon to say that B'ni Zem Mamzer, meaning this child is my child, but the child's a Mamzer, or the child is not my child. This is an emunus that a father has, and essentially what this man was saying was, B'ni Zem Mamzer, and he's Nemon, and based on that, the assumption was that this child was a Mamzer. Now, this story, B'shaitai, had made a big tumult, and there was a very, very important psak in Tshuva written. Rabbi Kivega was one of the signers on this psak. But fast forward 20 years later, this son was already older. He was a chashuva, bacher, and he wanted to get married. The problem is that it seemed that halacha would treat this child as a mamzer. And if that's the case, he was also loving b'kal Hashem. And the shaila was brought back to Rabbi Kiva Eiger to revisit this and to see whether or not there's any koyach d'teira here to allow this child to be able to get married. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger wrote a landmark tshuva where Rabbi Kiva Eiger said that although it's true, it's halacha p'sukah and shulchan aruch, Evan Ezer simen dalet siv chav tes, ha'oymer b'ni zeh mamzer nem. It's not negotiable. But at the same time, Rabbi Kiva Eiger said that it could be yikemekel. And it's based on three shitas from the Rishayim. The first shita is the shita of the Bahag that Tosis brings in Yesh Noichon on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amabes, where the Bahag said that although it's true on Imre B'niza and Mamzer Neman, but that's only Bichai Gavna, where the father is saying about one of his other sons that that son is the Bechar. Meaning, what's the Makar to Imre B'niza and Mamzer Neman? It's learned out from Yaakov. We went through this very much when we did the first raid by. It's based on the Halacha of Yaakov. What does Yaakov say? That a father has an amanus to say B'niza Bechar. So really, the amanus that a father has is to say that this one of my sons is a Bechar. Said the Bahag, by extension of that, Chazal said that if you're believed to say this son is my Bechar, what would be if by you saying this son is my Bechar, it by definition implicates another one of your sons? Because we know for sure, just based on the way it seems, that there's an older son and a younger son, and now you're walking into Bezdin and you're saying that the second son is the Bechar. Well, what about the older son? So it's there and only that you would have an amanus to say, oh, that other son, that son is not my son. That son is a mamzer. And that's where you have the halacha of Oymer B'nizeh Mamzer Nemer. But stam in the Veltarein, for a person to say that B'nizeh Mamzer, that's not something that you would be allowed to do. So Rabbi Kivega said that in this story, it wasn't negeya in any way Bechar. I mean that it wasn't negeya in any way Bechar. So there's a mitigating factor based on that sheet of the Bahag that we don't paskin like. But Al Kaponim, Sida, Zah Sheetas HaBahag. We said it's also Sheetas Rabbeinu Tam and Taisus and Perek HaCholot. That B'shas HaDchak, we can maybe entertain as a Snif L'Kula. Additionally, Rabbi Kivega said there's a Sheetah from the Taisus Rid, where the Taisus Rid says that the only time a Oymer B'nizeh Neman is if the mother is not Makrish. But to the extent that the mother is being Makrish, she's contradicting what the father is saying, then he has no Nemanus. And it's there, and Meaning, the only time the father has an emunus is if the mother is not being makrish. But to the extent that the mother is being makrish, then the father has no emunus. And being that over here the mother was being makrish, Shab Kivega said that according to the Taisus Rid, really this man would not have an emunus to say, B'nizem mam. And again, we don't paskin like that Taisus Rid, but there is such a shita of the Taisus Rid. And finally, the shita of the Riaz. The Riaz said that this, that Oimer B'nizem mamzer neman, that's only if kifi, what the father is saying, the child is really his child. So you're saying, yeah, I'm the father of the child, but the child is a mamzer. How? Because the child came through a bia of chayvei krisus, eishesish, one of the kroivim, whatever. But the point is that the father is saying that I am the father. So if you're the father and it's b'ni, then you have an emunus to say, oh, b'ni zeh, who is b'ni, is really a mamzer. But to say that this is enoi b'ni, then you're not going to... And again, said Rabbi Kivega, even though in Shulchan Aruch, we clearly don't pask in that way, but Sudah is Ashita Sariyas. Rabbi Kivega sat down, he wrote a tshuva, and Rabbi Kivega said that even though at first glance, this father for sure has an emunus to say, b'ni zeh mamzer, it's halacha, psuk, and Shulchan Aruch, but at the same time, said Rabbi Kivega, there's three shitas arishonim that we could be mitzarif maybe to be mekel over here. The shita of the Bahag, which is also maybe the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that the only time Omer b'ni zeh mamzer neman is if it's negeya hilchas b'chayr, which was not the case over here. The shita of the Tosfos Rid, the only time Omer b'ni zeh mamzer neman is if the mother's not being makrish, here she is being makrish. And the shita of the Riaz, the only time Omer b'ni zeh mamzer neman is when it's taka b'ni. But if you're saying ain't zeh b'ni, then you're not going to be believed. And even though in Shulchan Aruch we don't paskin like any one of these three shitas, Reb Kivega said that maybe there's an eitz over here to be mekel. He sent the shayla, did Reb Kivega, to his very holy Edom, the Chassam Sofer, and he asked the Chassam Sofer, I want to hear what the Chassam Sofer has to say, and the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva that mirrors the tshuva from Reb Kivega, and he was maskim to this nakuta. And that is, that betzir of these three shitas are Rishonim, even though the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like any one of them, maybe there's a little bit of a makim to be mekel. But like with every tshuva, you have to go through a tshuva properly, and you have to make sure you're not taking anything out of context. If you go through the tshuva from Kivega and the tshuva from the Chassam Sofer, it's clear that there was another point that they were relying on heavily in their psak. So it wasn't just, oh, there's three shitas harishonim, we don't possibly like any of them. But if you make a tzira between the Bahag, the Tosfos Rid, and the Riaz, so now all of a sudden we can be mekel. They for sure said that. That's the ikar part of the tshuva. It's not deniable. But when you go through the sikum of the tshuva and you look at the bottom line, there was another piece that weighed very, very heavily. And that is, Rav Kivega and the Chassam Sofer said that the emes is, there's a tzad, there's a possibility that we have to reckon with that maybe the father of this child is a goy, is an eni Yehudi. And to the extent that the father of the child is an eni Yehudi, then the child is not a mamzer. And the reason is because Eved Vakuti Habal Bas Yisrael Havlat Kosher. Now just to be clear, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Ebenezer Simon Dalet Sif Yutes. These are Halachis that are Oimdim Berumay Shaloylom in the Ebenezer Shayel Sechuvas. Mechaber says, Goy ve'Eved Shabo ala mamzeres Havlat Mamzer. Vimbo al Bas Yisrael. So again, a Goy or an Eved Kanani, that's Bon Abas Yisrael, Bein Pinuyo. Bein eishes ish, havlad, kosher, upagun lekohuna. So the eved, v'oivik echavim, and any Yehudi is bought, even on an eishes ish, and gives birth to a child, the halach is that the child is going to be kosher. So Kvegan, the Chassam Sofer said, that the emes is, we have to dan, that maybe the father of the child is a goy. If the father of the child is a goy, then the child is anyways not going to be a mamzer, right? And if that's the case, said Reb Kivega and the Chassam Sofer, there's two svaris to be made. Number one, maybe the father's not neman to say b'ni zeh mamzer. What do you mean he's not neman to say b'ni zeh mamzer? It's a mefurish halacha and Shulchan Aruch. No, because you have the Bahag, the Tosfos Rid, and the Riaz. And number two, maybe the father of the child is really a guy. And if that's the case, what you have over here is a svek sveka. You hear the svek sveka? Sofik, maybe the father has no nemanus, which I guess he has nemanus, based on the three shitas. The three shitas, sezamin, machin, asofik. And the second sofik is, maybe the father's a guy, but memonav shach, if the father has no nemanus to say, b'nizah mamzer, the child's not a mamzer. And if the father's a guy, the child's not a mamzer. So there's a svek sveka that the child's not a mamzer. Two tstodim lahater, It's like Sveika, everyone knows. You can be Mekel. And it was based on that at the end of the day, Rav Kiveg Nechsam Sofer signed on this psak. It was based on the fact that benoisif to the three shittas of Rishonim, you also have over here the possibility that maybe the father's a guy, which gives you a Svek Sveika. Suffolk the father has no nemanis. Suffolk the father's a guy. And based on the Svek Sveika, you would be now. Now, the emes is like this. If you think about this for a second, right, without going through often a halachas and Shulchan Aruch, you would say, what's the tzad the father's a guy? I mamish don't understand the possibility that the father would be a guy. The Maisa Shoya Kachoya was where the Baal was a Shavya Nafshe. He himself saw what happened. There were Eide Kiyur. A big part of the Tshuva is the Gvias Eides, right? Chasam Sofer said they're Kroivim. So there's Eidim over here. So to the extent that there's Eidim over here, so what's really the tzad that the father's a guy? We know the person is, and he's not a guy. He's a Yid. So if he's a Yid, then why are we being mitzadet that he's a guy? So the answer is like this. The answer is, it's based on a principle, and that is that if a woman is mezana, even if we know she was mezana, and we know who she was mezana with, there's no hechrich that if she has a child 9 months later, that the father of the child is that man that this woman was mezana with. And the reason is, in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, is because we assume, and we're toila, that there's a very strong possibility that kishem shezinsa mimena, kach zinsa meyacha. That could be that just like this woman was mezana from this person, maybe she was mezana from somebody else as well. So just because you know she was mezana with Ploini, doesn't necessarily mean that if a child is going to be born later, that Ploini is going to end up being considered the father of the child. Just to bring out the point in a very, very sharp way. How does a person ever know who his father is? It's Gemara Masechtas Chulin. Everyone knows the Gemara. How do you know Ruba the Lesser Kamon? It's based on Roy Bilas Achraba. So he said, Meres, any time an Ishvi Isha give birth to a child, without the din of Roy, you wouldn't even know that the husband is the father of the child. Norvos. What's the miyat? I don't know, maybe she was mezana. How do you know that the father is the child? The teretz is because of a roiv. Ah, roiv bilas achra abal. To the extent that the father is out of the picture, he's out of the picture, like in the ma'is with Reb Kiveg and the Chasam Sofer, because the father was away. So it can't be that the father's the child. There's no roiv bilas achra abal. So you know the woman was mezana. Mechtei, so that man is going to be the father of the child. So what you're left with really is a shtickle suffix over here. That's klar. So the emes is you don't really know who the father of the child is. What do you mean? Again, when you look at the story superficially, what do you mean you don't know? Of course you know. If it's not the father, obviously it's this boil, but it's not true. It's not muchach. And being that it's not muchach, so at the end of the day, what you have over here is you have a suffix, and being that you have a suffix, and Reb Kiveger, in his case, was it was an issue of akum, so he says, for sure you can be mitzadet that it came from a guy, and if you mitzadeh that it came from a guy, that was the second sniff to go ahead and to make a svek sveka. Very, very clear. But the truth is, that's not so pasha. In fact, it's not pasha at all. This idea that if an eshes ish is mezana, that we are now going to declare that maybe the person she was mezana with was a guy, or kishem shezinsa mimena kach zinsa meyacher, that acher is a guy, is not pasha at all. And really, the starting point for why this is not so pashit is a Beis Shmuel that repeats itself a few times in these sugyas here in Evin Ezer Simen Dalet. So just to bring out the point. The Iker Halach of the Shulchan Aruch, that a father that says, B'ni Zem Mamzer Neman, right? So it's in Simen Dalet Sif Chavtes, this is where this whole story began. So let's revisit the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It says the Mechaper, Aval Ha'ov She'omer Alo Uber, She'enoi Mamzer. If a father says regarding his son that he's not a Mamzer, Oi, Al Echod Mi Bonov She'enoi Benoi, that's what we need. Or if a father says regarding one of his sons that you should know he's not really my son, meaning Ha'omer, so the Aloch is Neman lefoisloi, he's Neman to pasalim, vahu mamzer vadai. And this child is going to be treated as a mamzer vadai. See here, l'shoynei azov shalom mechaber, that if a father says b'nizem mamzer, Neman, and what does it mean Neman? Neman lefoisloi, vahu mamzer vadai. Zok debe shmul, kach kosav ator. This line is an excerpt from the Torah. The Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber, kedarke, bekoidish, very often, he's quoting verbatim a Torah. Shma mino, says the Beis Shmuel. And you see from this Lashon of the Mechaber, which is the Lashon Hator, the Sfirale, the Imloy Amra hi migoy nesabarti, loy amrina nanan shemi migoy nesab. That if the woman doesn't say klar, that I'm telling you the father of the child is a guy, we'll never ever assume that maybe the father of the child is a guy. Aval haRambam kosav, but says the Beis Shmuel, if you take a look at the Rambam b'lashoni azov says regarding Oimer ben Izeh mamzer, harehu becheskas mamzer. Says the Beis Shmuel, what does it mean cheskas mamzer? It's not the lashon of the Torah. The Torah said vaday mamzer. What does it mean cheskas mamzer? V'hainu sofik mamzer. It's really a sofik mamzer. D'yesh loymar shema migoynes abro. Like I already talked about, says the Beis Shmuel that the Mechaber, when he brings the Allah of Oim Reb Nizah Mamzer Ne'amon, the Mechaber says Mefurish V'hu Mamzer Vaday. But if you look at Lashoni Azov Shal Rambam, the Rambam says Becheskes Mamzer. The Mechaber got his Lashon from the Tor, not from the Rambam. And says the Beis Shmuel, there's a Machloikis Tor in the Rambam over here. And you know what the Machloikis is? Are we Chayish that maybe the father's a guy, or are we not Chayish the father's a guy? In other words, the father's Nemonis is to say, this is not my child. Good, and the Mechaber Paskin's not like the Riaz. Even believe to say it's not my child. Besay the Gomer. But you have no nemonis to say who the father of the child is. You have no way of knowing. Stating that, for whom Mamzer Vaday. So why are you a Mamzer Vaday? Maybe the father's a guy. And if the father's a guy, the Mechaber already Paskin in Sif Yutes, that what's the halacha? Eved. For goy, shabo al bas yisrael bein pnuya bein eishin sish avlad kosher. So make a taste that the child is a mamzer vaday. The Torah says because you're not chayish that the father's a goy. Says the Beis Shmuel. But the Rambam was very careful. The Rambam didn't say who mamzer vaday. The Rambam said who becheskes mamzer. You know why the Rambam said who becheskes mamzer? Because the Rambam holds you are chayish that maybe it's from a goy. If maybe it's from a goy, okay, so it's a sofik mamzer. Sofik mamzer, by the way, is very different than a vaday mamzer. Sofik mamzer is mamzer vaday vle mamzer sofik. Oh, the sugi is an asar yuchsen. So it's a whole different world of sofik mamzer versus a vaday mamzer. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is says the Beis Shmuel, chayish is machlokes tur in the Rambam, whether or not, this woman, who we now know gave birth to a child, not from her husband, and we don't know who the father of the child is, do we have to suspect that maybe the father of the child is a guy or not? The Rambam said that when a father says, "Oimer ben Izeh mamzer neman," all you're left with is a Suffolk mamzer. Why Suffolk mamzer? Says the Beis Shmuel, it's posher. Why Suffolk mamzer? Because how do you know the father's not a guy? If the father's a guy, the child is going to be kosher. But the Mechaber brought the Lashon HaTorah that says, "V'hu mamzer vaday." And if he said, "V'hu mamzer vaday," that means according to the Torah, which is the Lashon of the Mechaber, which means it's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, "V'hu mamzer vaday." What does that mean? That you're not chayish that the father of the child is a guy. So the Beis Shmuel is being medayik. The Mechaber, which is the Shitas HaTor, not like the Rambam, Beseder, but it's the Mechaber and the Tor that hold that we are not Chayesh. It's not even something that brings you Lebeis HaSafik. You do not have to be concerned when an Eishes Ish is Mezana that maybe the father of the child is a guy. We assume for sure it's a Yid. And if it's for sure a Yid, and the husband is not the father, then it's a Mamzerva. Beis Shmuel says this another time. The Beis Shmuel I just read is Sifkot Nun Beis. There's another Beis Shmuel, this is in Sifkot Mem Gimel, that the Chasam Sof is Meirichin in Evan Ezra Chelek Aleph Simen Tes, Ayin Shalom, if you want to go through this a little bit more, Be'in. And there the Beis Shmuel is Medayik this from the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in another place, another fascinating halacha. And that is the Mechaber says that we know that Eishes Ish, that is Mezana, and has a child, we assume the husband of this woman is really the father of the child. And the reason is, because Roy Bila Sachrabal, and this is Domekar Teroyv, Ruba the Lesser come on, and based on Roy Bila Sachrabal, the halach is we assume the father is this woman's husband. Stating that, the imhi prutza b'yoyser, says the Mechaber, what would be if this woman is a prutza b'yoyser? Then choyshenshen aflabonim. Then already, if she gives birth to a child, v'chayish, that maybe her husband is not the child father, and if that's the case, the children are going to be sofik mamzeim. So the Mechaber says that as much as is a roi bila sachra baal, that only works for a regular isha. Even an isha where they're talking that she was mazan. But if you have an isha that's a prutza b'yoyser, that's already different. Then Choshishin Aflabon. But again, this is something we've spoken about over the years, Bezus Hashem. But the bottom line is, it's a psak in Shulchan Aruch, that if a woman is a prutza beyoisner, you lose the roiv bilas achar abal. Freik the Beis Shmuel, a kushin of flaw. He says, I don't understand. L'chayre, every time you have an isha that's a prutza beyoisner, the children should be vaday kosher. You know why? I have a svek sveka. Safik, maybe the husband is the father. And Safik, maybe she was nivela to a guy. And if she was nivela to a guy, vaita, the child is going to be kosher. So freik the Beis Shmuel, every prutza beyoisner should be a svek sveka. Safik, maybe it's from the Baal. And Safik, maybe it's from a guy. Zok the Beis Shmuel, that the makar to this line in the Mechaber is a Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen must have held like the tour. That what? That you never chayish, that maybe the woman was nivela to a guy. And if you're not chayish, was nivela to a guy, just like when we know for sure the husband is not the father, there isn't even one suffix that maybe the father's a guy. So to hear where there's a chashash, maybe she was, the father is the husband, it's not going to be a svek sveik because of the possibility maybe the father's a guy. I mean, we're not chayish that the father is a guy. It's not something that we're chayish for. And says the Beit Shmuel, the mechaber is al shitasayu. The same mechaber that said that and the child is a mamzer vadai. Not like the Rambam, Sofik mamzer. But a mamzer vadai, maybe the father's a guy because when a chayish and eish sish would be mazana with a guy. So in the same exact vein, the Mechaber Paskins that by a prutza b'yoyser, where there's only a Sofik maybe the husband is the father, because there's a reis on the right b'lasachar abal, it's not going to be a svek svek because of the possibility that maybe the father of the child is a guy. Because when that chayish, then an eish sish is going to be mazana with a guy. In other words, the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, we just spoke it out twice here in Siman Dalet, is that an Eish Nesish that was Mezana, and we don't know who the father is, you don't have to suspect that maybe the father's a guy. You can't suspect that maybe the father's a guy. It's not a legitimate assumption. And even in the world of Mamzer Vadei and Mamzer Safik, where we have a very high criteria for what the definition of Vadei is, Ki Yodua, Sugiz Atok Fukayin, Asor Yuchsen, it doesn't matter. At the Shmaitza Aleph, the bottom line is that we do not assume that an Eishes Ish was ever Mezana with a guy. Now, the first question is why? Like, why not? Maybe she was Mezana with a guy. Meichatei says she wasn't Mezana with a guy. So the truth is that the Chemde Shloima, in a tshuva, and this is in Evin Ezer, Simen Aleph. It says, the first tshuva in Chemde Shloima, Simen Aleph, he was handling a similar maisa to some of the stories that we were talking about here, and he brings this Beis Shmuel, and he's very mayrich in the Beis Shmuel, and he says, you have to say, v'tzorich loimar, machmas shinui hadosois, shebein Yisraelim lenachrim, einam mikurovim kolkach, and alkein loichashinu lenachrim. Because at the end of the day, in order for there to be a maisa gili arayis, there has to be some kirov hadas. And because of the shinui hadosois, all the differences that you have between Yidden and the Umay Sa'ilam, so it's the antithesis of Korva, and as a result, to assume and suspect that maybe something like this could have came Lidei Aveira, that's something that's very highly unlikely, and as a result, the Beis Shmuel learned up in the Tor, in the Trumas Hadesh, and in the Psakir of Shulchan Aruch, that were never Chayesh, that maybe it came from a guy. The Chsam Sofer in Simon Test, so the Ikra Chsam Sofer we've been talking about is Evin Ezer Chelek Aleph Simon Yud Gimel. The one that we mentioned briefly a moment ago, and we're coming back to now, is Evin Ezer Chelek Aleph Siman Tes. So the Chsam Sofer over there is very marchiv in the sheet of the Beis Shmuel. He brings this svara, you know, he builds on it a little bit. He just says that a woman, an Eishes Ish, a Bas Yisrael, even if she's holding by being Mezana, but Nishmat Agoy, it's not going to happen. And in Halacha, this is not something that you even have to be Chayesh for. The one big caveat that the Chsam Sofer says, Kedarki Bakoidesh, that the only time you can falazich on the Beis Shmuel is if you're assuming that the Arayas that happened Berotzen. But to the extent you have to be chayish, that maybe the ma'isa gilai rais happened by oinus, so then there's no reason to assume that it didn't come from a guy. Adarabo, you'll assume that the ma'anus was probably a guy. So really it depends on whether our concern here is that kishem shtezinsa mimeno kach zinsa miyacher, right? What would that be? Berotzen, right? You're never going to assume that a woman was Nensa. Maybe she was Mizana Berotzen. Oh, whenever you're handling that, maybe there was his Nus Berotzen, that's when this is negay. I am Shabbat Chsam Sofer. He's very, very mayrich. Incidentally, one beautiful Knech that he adds over there, he gets very into the sugya Pesach Pesuach, Ksuvah Staf Tes. It's like a real Ksuvah Staf Tes sugya. He brings that L'chur, with this Beis Shmuel, you can be Miyashiv Akashya that his Meiri V'Rebbe, the Hafla asked. And that is that, right, we know the Gemara Ksuvah Staf Tes Omen Aleph. Omer Pesach Pesuach Batsasi, Nemo Lo Yisrael. Right, somebody got married, Psul Nisle Merevi, and then he said Pesach Pesuach Batsasi, said Nemo Lo Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Ramai, Svek Svekahu, Safik Tachtov, Safik Ein Tachtov. Right, even if there was a bee over here, but you don't know if it happened fire the erison to nacht erison. Vintim slime tachtav, and even if it happened nacht erison, safik ba'ayna safik beratzen. So the Gemara says two terutzen. Either it's talking about an ishus koyin, so you only have one safik, tachtav lav tachtav, but oynus beratzen doesn't make a difference. Viba yisema be'ishus yisrael, ukugon shikabu ba'avua kiddushim pchusim yivaskimu shana v'yaynechot. So over there you don't have the safik that maybe it was lav tachtav, because if it was lav tachtav, it would have been psula chayzus, and there wouldn't have been a Pesach Pesach. The only suffix, yeah, was suffix by me, suffix bros. So the Afla asks that everyone knows Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, because it was Taf Yom Alamed Beis, that Rabbeinu Tam says that if Eishes Ish is Nivela to a guy, she doesn't become Asal Abayla. Why not? Because Zirma Susim Zirmasa. And as a result, she doesn't become Asal Abayla. So fake the Afla, if that's the case, then I don't understand the Suya Pesach Pesach. What's the Gemara saying? Loi Tzvich Beishes Koyin. Viba Yisneim Abbe Eishes Yisrael. Kugoyin De Kabal Bavua. Kudushim Pusav As Gimel Shon Vyem Echot. Sem Emel, it's one Sofik. And that's why you're in Pesach Pesach. Pesach Yisneim Abbe Yisrael. Shav Yan Afshi Chatech Yisura. Fake the Afla, it's still a Sfek Sfek. Because Sofik, maybe it came from a guy. And if it came from a guy, Zirmasusim Zirmasam, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Zoktach Sam Soifer, Lefidus Beishmol, it's not fair, because you never chayish that an ish is. But Oinus, oh, the Gemara already addressed Oinus. But Beratzen, that's never a tzad that it happened Beratzen. Because an ish is not going to be Mezana with a guy. So again, this is the Psaki of Shulchan Aruch. We do not ever assume that an ish that was Mezana with a guy. You don't. Now, if she says she was Mezana with a guy, that's a very important caveat. Then it's going to be different. But if she doesn't say that she was Mezana with a guy, then stating that, Rabbi Kiveg and the Chassam Soif were writing a tshuva, and they said regarding this Maisa Shoya Kachoya, that there's a Sfek Sfeika, you could be mad to this person who maybe is a mamzer. Because it could be Sofik Echad that the father's not Neman to say Beniz Mamzer. So we say, you're not never to say B'nizeh Mamzer, Salach and Shulchan Aruch. Ebenezer Simen Dalet Sif Chav Teh, so I'm a B'nizeh Mamzer. Neman, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Not even a Gemara, a Mishnah. So what's the Shaila? Of course you believe. But said Reb Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer, it's based on a tziruf of three Shittas HaRishonim, and based on all three of those Rishonim, in this exact instance, the father would not have an Amanus. So it's enough to create a Sofik, that maybe the father over here is not. The three shitas make a suffix. And maybe the father is not going to be them. But Bitsirif to that is another suffix. Maybe the real boil is a guy. And if the real boil is a guy, oh, that's also halacha. Evan Ezra Simidal Sif Yutes, not Choftes, Yutes. Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. The Eved V'Oivike Chavim, Haba Al Bas Yisrael Eishes Ish. Even in HSH, the Vlad is going to be kosher. Also, maybe it's a guy. Maybe it's a guy. We just went through the sugya. The Shulchan Aruch paskins twice in the sugya of an isha that's a prutza b'yoyser, and in the sugya of Oimer b'nizah mamzer neman, that you're a mamzer v'adai, that you're not chayish, that it's a guy. And it's based on the Beis Shmuel. Now, even though the Beis Shmuel already brought that the Rambam Shita is that you are mesopik, but at the end of the day, the Trumas Hadeshen and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins not that way. But Afal Pikein, Reb Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer said that it's enough that there should be episode suffix that you should be able to make a Sfek Sveka. I was going through a little bit the truth from Yisrael Chanan that we mentioned in the last raid by. He has a whole arichos on this part of the tshuva. And he's mamish matmiya. He doesn't understand how Reb Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer came out that it could be mitzarif the tzad, that it came from a guy. I mean, we just made the case that it's hard to rely on that. So what's the punchline? It's not so clear. It's really not so clear. And he even brings that despite the fact that there is a Rambam, that the Rambam seems to say that it's only a Sofik, you are chayish, that it's from a guy. But he says, Sharon Melech and Andrew understood the Rambam only when the woman is saying, but if she's not saying that, for sure you would never be chayish. So there's such a strong tzad not to be chayish. And if there's such a strong tzad not to be chayish, what's the Eitzah? But again, you see the tremendous koyach in Hoira, the Rabbi Kiveg and the Chassam Sofer had, that they laid out this halacha. And again, unfortunately, this is a story that repeated itself in Tshuvas. But this is the way a poysik would always approach this. That there are these two things that you handle. Number one, it could be the father is not neman in the classic case to say b'nizah mamzer. Ayat ha'ofen halacha in Shulchan Aruch doesn't matter. But tziruf, the bahag, the taste written in the riyaz. And also could be allowed to be chayish that maybe it came from a guy. What do you mean? The Beis Shmuel was medayik a few times from the Mechaber and Simadala that we're not even chayish. It doesn't even bring us the Beis HaSofik, the possibility that maybe it came from a guy. I hear. But at the end of the day, it's enough of a svek sveka. And lamaisin at the end of the day, could be there's a tzad. It could be there's a tzad that you'd be able to be mekel. I saw a Meir Arik in his tshuva, the one that we spoke about, in Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Yudalit, in Imre Yosher. So his maisa, right, every story is nuanced, right? His story started like this. Al derech she'ilase bi'isha achas, ishes ish, she'hidora b'kfar. She lives in a village. V'neskarsha mi'bayla, b'yoysa mi'uberes, ki'abal ma'osh, ze'et shloy shoshonim shloy karvela machmas k'totos. But where did the story happen? It happened in a village. So Rami Arik said that it could be that even though it's not klar, if you could be chayish for a guy, not be chayish for a guy, based on the Beis Shmuel, and even though some say, they got here, but it sounds like it's a mucharai a little bit, right? Rabbi Zichono doesn't even understand it. He says, I'm tzorichi and divrei b'kiveger. He's myrich in it, by the way. But he says, at first glance, it seems to be tzorichi. But he says, in my case, I think it's leichter. You know why? Because in my case, it happened in a kfar. And because it happened in a kfar, maybe it could be different. Happened in a kfar? What's the difference if it's in a kfar? Right, where's a gay a kfar? Like when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's Negei in a kfar, right? The Machnisin, Machtim Liyeh Machnisa, right? Where's Negei the kfar? What's not the kfar? It's a ton Metei Shaila. So he said a Dovah Nifli. It was a real chor from Me'arik Yudua. And he said something very, very beautiful. He said, because the emes is, if you look at the tshuva from the Chem D'Shloima and Ebenezer Simen Aleph that we mentioned earlier, Chem D'Shloima mutches a little bit. He said, you know, if you ask me, I would think you should always be chayish that it's a guy. Why? Because a yid has a cheskes kashrus. So Klai Yisrael a ksherim heim. And as a result, if there's a bile, we should assume it's a guy. The flip side is, a woman wouldn't be mafgeres atzma to a guy. You don't have the kirav adas. But the mice of the yid has the cheskes kashrus. So how do you give the chenetza? And the chem d'shloima mutchet with this. So Ramei Arik said, the teretz is passionate. He said, the teretz is, because leider, chazal say, miyutam ba'arayis, right? Ruba megezel, miyutam ba'arayis. It's a gemara coming up soon in Bava Basra. And then he said, look at the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, in the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bi, it's like literally the last halachas. Ein lecha dover b'chal ha-teira kula, shehu kasha l'roiv ha'am, elo lifresh min ha-arayis, v'habiyis ha-asurayis. Amru chachom, b'shoshin etzav Yisrael al-arayis, bachu v'kiblu mitzvah zu b'tarayimus u'b'priya, shenem ha-boichel ha-mishpachaysav, al-iskei mishpachas. Amru chachom, gezel v'arayis, nafshoi shal odom, mesav lehem u'michamdosan. Ve'ein ata moitze kahal, b'chol zman וזמן שאין בהם פרוצן בעריוס ובביוס אסורוס. אמרו חכמים, רויב בגזל ומיות בעריוס והכל באבק לושן הור. לפיכך, says the Rambam, you have to work extra hard when it comes to Yon Eres. Good, that's the end of the Rambam. But the Rambam already told us that אין אתם מויצה קל בכל זמן וזמן שאין בהם פרוצן בעריוס ובביוס אסורוס. And because that's the way it is, so ממילא, as I did us, meaning, it's true that there's an Indian of a yid has a cheskes kashrus, but unfortunately, there's a reisa in that chazaka because ein ato moitne kahal because man v'zman she'ein ben prutzim ba'arayos ubebiyos nasuras. So Meir Arik said, to the Gemara Masechtas Erevin Daf Chof Aleph on the base. The Gemara says, Dorash Rava Ma'idich Siv L'chod Doidi Neitzei Hasade. Amr Knesses Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an Agadah to Gemara. Ribbono Shel Olam, Al Tedineni Ki Yoshvei Kraken. Don't judge me like someone that lives in a big city. Sheyesh Bahem Gezel V'Arayos Ushfu Ashav Ushfu Asheker. Because in the big cities, there's Gzela, there's Arayos, there's Shfu Ashav, and there's Shfu Asheker. Neitzei Hasadeh. L'chod doidi neitzei ha-sodah, boi v'arecha talmidei chachamim, sha'oizkin b'toyer mitoich ha-tchak. The neitzei ha-sodah is the anshei sod, it's referring to the talmidei chacham. Abba said, Rava, l'chod doidi neitzei ha-sodah, amra knesset, strol ifnei ha-kodesh baruch hu, ribayna shaloylam, al tedineini, ki yoyshvei krakim. What's wrong with the yoyshvei krakim? Sheyesh mehem gezel, v'arayos, eshvu ha-shav, v'shvu ha-shaker. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's unique about the krakim? Mokim shvakim hei. The Yishuv Gadol, the Regal Roichlin, the Soichrim Mitzuyin Sham, Lefichach Gezel V'Arayis Nayagba. You want to know where this Gezel V'Arayis? In the big cities, this Gezel V'Arayis. L'chod doidi neitzei asod, alti dinei nikiyoshvei krochim. Fakek, judge me. Like the Novino Bakfarim, like the Pasuk continues. Like someone that lives in the Kfar. Because in the Shtetl, you don't have the Ruba Megazel. In the Shtetl, you don't have the Miut Barayas. And the Emes is, Ramei Arik said it's Meduyik that way in the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Ve'ein ato moitze kahal. Bechol zman v'zvan she'ein ben prutzen barayas u'bebiyas asuros. He says, the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Hei Amaralov, talks about what's the size of a kahal. A kahal is a kehil of Yudin. You have to have a sort of batlon. Rabbanim, it has to be in a big city. When it's a kohol, when you have a big gathering of Yidden, when you're in the krachim, where there's the shvokim and the ruchlim and all these, there's a lot going on over there. That's where you have the Ruben Begezel, Mirt Barayas. Oh, but if I can, no lima bakfarim in the kfar, over there it's already going to be different. So said Rameir Arik, that as it relates to being chayish, then maybe the beer came from a guy. Look, there, the emes is that you have the svar of the Beishmul, which comes from the Torah, it's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's based on what the Chem de Shloim said in the Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer said in the Tshuva, because you don't have the Kiruv Adas. But the emes is, the flip side of that is, what happened to the Cheskes Kashas that all the Yidden have? It should be more mistaber that it came from a guy. The Teretz is, because Miut Barayas, that's the way it is. The Miut Barayas, where's the Miut Barayas? The Miut Barayas, that's something that plays itself out where? It plays itself out Davka in the big cities, up in the Shtetlach, in the Kfarim, you didn't have the Miut Barayas. That's what we say, L'chadoidi neitzei asodin nolino bakfarim. Altidineni ki yoishvei krakim. Because over there you have Ruben Begazel Miut Barayas. L'shoyne azov shal Rashi, Erevin chof alef on the base. No, Lina Bakfarim, judge me like him in the Kfar. That means in the Kfar, the Yid has the Cheskes Kashas. He said, if in the Kfar, the Yid has the Cheskes Kashas, so then already it's Pasha Yukadan that it's coming from a guy. He says, this whole issue of, yeah, guy, not guy. He said, but over there, the Yid, it's impossible. You don't even have the Miut Barayas over there. So if you don't have the Miut Barayas, and Muzich Zayin, that it came from a guy, as much as the Beit Shmuel said, we don't assume that it came from a guy. That's because in Lecha Kohol B'Yisrael, where you don't have the Miut Barayas. But over here, it's not a kohol. Here, it's a shtetl. You're going to tell me in a small shtetl, there was a Yid that's Parish, not Miruba, he's a Parish Memiuta, that he was a Mezana in a shtetl. A big city, it's a numbers game. You're going to find it. But not in a small shtetl. It's not going to happen in a small shtetl. There, Zicher said, Rameir Arik, I'm way more comfortable assuming that it came from a guy. And if you assume that it came from a guy, then there's no question in the world. In this instance, it'd be able to be Mekel again. Just another sniff to this tshuva. It's not just a tshuva. These are landmark tshuvas. A tshuvas Reb Kiva Eiger is like a siman in Shulchan Aruch, mamish. And a tshuvas Chassam Sofer, of course, is the same. This is Nevuah Shehutzrach HaLadayris. And you look at any tshuva that was ever written on such a yonim, this is the way they went about it. Oymer B'nizah Mamzer Neman. But there's three big shitas HaRishonim that a poisek and a rav is allowed to be Soymechon. And not just that, you could also assume it came from a guy. Learn Eben Ezra Siman Dalet with the Beis Shmuel. You'll never ever assume that it came from a guy. Nishtazai Pasha. Kedegin the Chassam Sofer already told us that you have a right. No, is it only when there's Roy Vakum? Again, you have to work through all the Akuli Upshuri, but just on a rate bite level, keeping a very, very high level, just to give us a little bit of a time, a little bit of an idea of how the Gedolei HaPoskim went about these tshuvas. There's rather more to talk about, and Eiz Hashem, maybe we'll come back to this again.